Well, welcome back. Like I said, back at it again. Second episode to drop on Saturday. Right now, we're going to talk NFL, man. Give NFL its own little episode just because there's a lot to talk about what recently happened. A lot to talk about tomorrow, man. So, of course, let's just get straight into it. The last time I talked to you guys was Wednesday before Thanksgiving. So it's proper if I go back and talk about what happened. So on Thursday, first game to kick off was actually a killer of a game. At first, I thought it was pretty mid, but, you know, Caleb Williams and that offense woke up to give the Lions a competition. Of course, we watched how horrible Matt Eberflus handled that last minute. It was horrible, and that's what led him to getting fired. I think, what was it, the next day? Yeah, hilarious. Bears never fired coach mid-season, but they couldn't just put up with that. So, his days are done in Chicago. We'll see him pop up on a random ACC school in like a year and a half anyways. Detroit, like I said, we'll have to talk about two Detroit games by now because they already played on Thursday night. But, yeah, Jared Goff did his thing that night. Jahmyr Gibbs also did. Sam Laporta had two TDs that night. Overall, solid day for the Lions on Thanksgiving. Yeah, that's been that long ago, so kind of feels like kicking a dead dog. Or, gosh, is that what they say? I feel bad for bringing up a dead dog. Anyways, though, Cowboys-Giants was a snooze fest. Did not watch that game. Shout out Drew Lock, though. Knew my boy. I love you, brother. He had a rushing touchdown. He had 178 yards. Malik Nabers had 8 catches. MIZ for Drew Lock. That game was horrible. No reason to talk about it. Rico Dotto, okay, did good for my fantasy that week. That's all I need to say. Packers-Dolphins on Thanksgiving. Dolphins proved to nub once again be a team that can't win in the cold. They couldn't beat the Packers in the cold. Wouldn't say this was a big game. I guess primetime Thanksgiving, you could call it a big game. But overall, they just can't perform in the cold. Maybe it's a mindset thing. Maybe it's coaching. I don't know. I think it's just a group of players that I just think can't play in cold weather. I mean, all those guys have been playing in Miami, practicing in Miami. Hell, I think that was their coldest game by far. You got a bunch of players that play in Green Bay. You know, those guys are probably familiar with the cold. You know, oh my gosh. Oh, what a... I'm sorry, I'm still watching college football right now. Forgive me. Tez Johnson is like that. Anyways, yeah, he's killer. Yeah, Packers, like I said, we'll talk about them again in a second because they just played on Thursday night. But Jordan Love did his thing that night. Josh Jacobs had 117 total yards. I had his over on rushing that night. He only had 43. Thank you, man. Overall, though, solid day. Excuse me for that text message. But overall, solid day. What can I say? Thanksgiving slate wasn't all bad. Overall, I only enjoyed the Bears and Lions game. So, next up, I guess we could talk about the Chiefs and Raiders. I thought that was a hilarious ending, man. Offensively, I thought Patrick Mahomes looked one of, like, the best he ever did. He had a great pass to DeAndre Hopkins that got dropped. But even then, though, D-Hop had 4 catches, 90 yards. T. Kells had 7 catches, 68 yards. Xavier Worthy, 5 catches, 54. Noah Gray, 4 catches, 58 yards. In a game where you only had one touchdown and that went to Justin Watson and the rest were, what was it? Lord, how many field goals did you have? Let me look at it. Shout out, was it Matthew Wright who went 4-5 on field goals? Yeah, ridiculous. Matt Ariza gets some love too because I guess this weirdo likes trying to hit six shit on punt when we just need a punter to do his job and punt it well. Aiden O'Connell kind of dotted us up at some point. The secondary had another weak game. Aiden O'Connell went for 340 and 2 TDs. Brock Bowers had a rookie of the year standout performance. 10 catches, a TD at 142. Jacoby Myers had 6 catches, 97 yards. Overall, Aiden O'Connell looked decent. I hate that it happened. I thought the biggest points of the game was, A, that this Kansas City Chiefs offense, if they have a serviceable left tackle, I think is back to their old ways. Not the electric Tyreek Hill Legion of Zoom offense, but they're back to a, I would say, very good offense. Of course, DJ Humphries signed, and he will probably be good to go versus the Chargers on Sunday night. So, A, touchdown, Dylan Gabriel. And if he can do his thing, though, hold on versus Joey Bosa, Khalil Mack, I believe in this roster. The secondary, I believe, just has to get their confidence back up. I think a home game, prime time, maybe can do it. But Ladd McConkey, Joshua Palmer, Quentin Johnson, Justin Herbert, think otherwise. But hopefully just get your confidence back up. But the main points were also that this D-line group with Mike Dana and George Karlaftis, I can never pronounce it, but still. Either him, Treshawn Warden, or GK, or Mike Dana inside with Charles Minshew and Chris Jones on the outside. Probably your best pass rushing tandem, and that can easily eat up in the playoffs. I believe in that unit, and yeah. The way that law the game went though at the end was hilarious. I just thought it was miscued by the Raiders, just young players. I don't know. Not gonna say it's luck. I don't think it's luck by having the center snap the ball and nobody be ready. I just don't think that's luck. I just think that's a young player making a young mistake. Okay, at the end of the day, that's all I gotta say. So let's just move to Sunday games. I was able, blessed enough to watch these games on Red Zone at work, so I can, you know, not just talk on my ass while talking about them. But yeah, Commanders blew the Titans out. Not much to really talk about here. Jaden Daniels had three TDs, another rookie of the year type performance. Terry McLaurin, he connected with two TDs as well, eight catches, 73 yards. Will Levis, the coach's guy, worked. It is what it is. That's all you can say, right? Marcus Mariota got in the game as well. I think he did. I don't know if they're going to show him, but yeah, he got in the game. But yeah, anyways, though, solid game. What can I say? It was not a solid game, line, I'm honest. What it was a good game, though, was the Seahawks and the Jets. Oh my gosh, the freaking penalties in this game was horrible, dude. I kid you not. There was a 5-yard defensive 12 players on the field on fourth down, and then there was a 20-yard defensive pass interference, and then there was a 16-yard horse collar. It was hilarious, the penalties in this game. Aaron Rodgers, though, and co. Yeah, I don't know. Shout out the Jets, man. They are hilarious. Aaron Rodgers, 185 yards, two TDs. Devontae Adams had a TD. Overall, this team's cooked. They sit here at 3-9. Their season is over. It's just a matter of time we get that. The two New York Jets are eliminated from the playoffs graphic. Can't wait for that. Seahawks, okay, they did their thing, all right? They should have got that win. And then what was a heater of a game, though? Anthony Richardson, Drake May, going band for band. I thought Drake May was a better quarterback, but Anthony Richards got the upper hand when they won the game. 25-24. Joey Sly was just 5 yards away from drilling a. Yeah, well, yeah. He was very close to just drilling a historic kick that would have gave him the win. So, shout out that. Overall, though, that was a good game. Gosh, it's like feeling. It's talking about a game that was nearly a week ago. Anyways, Vikings Cardinals was another good game. Darius Robinson, MIZ, had a solid performance. I don't care. I don't care. You know, he might not still on the stat sheet. He cooked up. Anyways, though, don't know why I brought that up. Vikings, though, got an impressive win over a good Cardinals team. Cardinals could they could have won that. Wait, okay. Okay, sorry. I just saw the Army and Navy like advertisement, and I just realized Army won a conference championship game last night. So it kind of caught me off guard, but hey, more the merrier. We love the game, right? So yeah, Vikings, though, beat a good Cardinals team. Cardinals just they couldn't execute in the red zone. They were 1-6 in the red zone. The Cardinals were, excuse me, the Vikings were 2-4. That was a difference maker. 1-6 in the red zone is inexcusable. It was probably the biggest conversation of the day was the Al's. Oh my Lord, I just pronounced his name. Al Jazeera. Fuck. Let me pronounce it. Let me find his name. They don't have his name on the reel. Are we serious? Oh, here it is. All right. Aziz Alshayer. All right, I don't know why I struggle to pronounce that. I forgot his name at first. He popped the shit out for Trevor Lawrence, and that sparked the whole fight. He got kicked out. He got suspended for 3 games, and it is what it is. Now he's posting Joker villain on his IG, and it's hilarious, dude. Just take your suspension, all right? Overall, though, this Texans team just continues to prove to me that they're just really not that good of a team. Yes, they were up 23-12 on the Jags and pretty much controlled most of the game. And it was just more of a Mac Jones blowout control kind of thing, you know. So the score really doesn't tell the whole story. But overall, I don't really believe in this team at all. There's offense, Pastor Stroud, Coleridge, Bernard. I'm just not a big fan right now. He's kind of declined for me, and I hate it because I was huge on Stroud last year. He's just been declining overall, though. And, you know, to say that's his fault, yeah, it kind of could be his fault. But overall, I think the play calling is bad. His weapons, though, he was it's not as what it was advertised. Tank Dell, I thought has not been that good this year. He's been very disappointing in my eyes. Stephon Diggs, of course, towards the ACL. Nico Collins was out for a chunk of the year, so really isn't his fault. But overall, though, they're gonna they got some games down the stretch. They got Baltimore and Kansas City, so you know those are gonna tell the real story if you can keep up with those teams or not. They'll probably keep up with Kansas City and get blown out by Baltimore. That's probably how it'll go, but. Anyways, Steelers and Bengals, let Russ cook. 414 passing yards, 3 TDs. And he had, of course, had an early pick six, but that doesn't matter. He did his thing. Najee Harris did his thing, man. George Pickens, this whole offense because they had 520 total yards of offense. His Bengals secondary is toast. Joe Burrow kind of clapped back, though. He had 309, 3 TDs. Jamar Chase had 6 catches, 86 yards, and 1 TD. He's making a really good case for Offensive Player of the Year. It's obviously going to Saquon and or Derrick Henry, but man, he leads receivers in yards. He's second in TDs. Who the hell was before him? Oh, well, total TDs. He's the third. He's tied with Saquon with 13 for second place, man. Derrick Henry's at, you know, number one, 15, but bro, he's putting up a great year. Problem is the record and the fact that both Saquon and Derrick Henry are kind of at an MVP level. They won't win it, but they're kind of at an MVP level. Overall, though, that was a really good, well, I wouldn't say really good game. It was good until it wasn't no more. For the Falcons and Chargers, 17-13. Kirk Cousins had 0 touchdowns to 4 interceptions. He might be washed. It might be Joe over. To go on with that, I think he had a fumble. Maybe he did. I think he fought a fumble once or twice. Game before that, he had 0 passing TDs and interception. Game before that, 0 passing TDs and interception. He hasn't had a passing TD since November 3rd. It's been over a month. Since then, he's thrown 6 interceptions and 0 passing touchdowns. Could it be the end for Kirko Cousins? Could we be talking about Michael Penix finishing out the year if they don't win the NFC South, which the Bucks are very close to doing? They can handle that. Anyways, though, Chargers on probably their weakest game of the year made it out just because Kirk Cousins was turned the ball over 4 times, and they were 1-4 in the red zone, 3-14 on third down. You know, they were, hell, Chargers were 0-2 in the red zone, and they were 3-11. I think there were there was a pick six. So what are we talking about? They had 1 TD and a pick six? I mean, hell, I don't even think they had an offensive TD. There was, yeah. Cam Dicker was 3-3 on field goals, which put him at 9. Then he just had I kid you not, they had a pick six. The worst Chargers offense probably looked all year, and the Falcons are going to capitalize because Kirk Cousins threw 4 interceptions. Bijan had 135 yards, but you just can't overlook that Kirko performance, man. Guys, it's just heartbreaking. It's horrible. Saints-Rams was probably way too close for some reason. Matthew Stafford only had like 33 passing yards in the first half. I mean, that shit was disappointing. I had his over. It was discounted. Still couldn't hit. Overall, though, him, Puka, Kyron Williams, Cup, they did their thing. They pulled off the win 21-14, which is huge down the stretch because, you know, they're still in the race for the NFC West. Rams, Niners are kind of putting themselves out. It's just between them, the Cardinals, and the Seahawks. So, going to be an interesting year to interesting race to finish out the year for sure. But following that, man, you had the Bucks and Panthers going to OT. Bryce Young was cooking. He had 1 TD, 298 yards, go along with 17 rushing yards. Adam Thielen, back-to-back good games. He had 8 catches, 1 TD, 99 yards. He also had a good game versus Kansas City. Stats won't show, but eye test showed he had a good game. Overall, though, Bucks, you know, way too close. Baker got hurt at some point. He also threw 2 interceptions. Bucky Irving, though, 185 yards, 152 rushing yards, 1 TD. Mike Evans had 8 catches, 118 yards, 1 TD. Rashad White had 11 carries, 78 yards. On paper, man, you would think this Bucks team blew Carolina out the stadium with, you know, these kind of performances, but they didn't. Carolina, off the momentum of that Chiefs game, kind of put up a really compy game versus the Bucks. So shout out Carolina. And what was game of the week, though, the Eagles beat the Ravens 24-19. I thought it was a sloppy game for both offenses. Jalen Hurts passing wise was pretty bad, 118 and 1 TD. Saquon had 23 carries, 117 yards in total. AJ Brown had 5 catches, 66 yards. Baltimore side of things, Justin Tucker going 2-4 on field goals and missed an extra point. He missed 7 points, and they lost 24-19. Horrible. Overall, Baltimore-wise, Lamar Jackson looked a little sloppy at points. You know, to say he, you know, looked MVP-like would be a lie. Stats have been really great this year, but overall, though, he has looked sloppy. Not in that game, but he did look sloppy, to be honest. Mark Andrews looked like a beast, so he had, I'll say, 2-3 great catches. Derrick Henry kind of did his thing. 111 yards total, 19 carries. Isaiah Likely got a late TD. Overall, though, Deontay Johnson, the big story, I guess, is, you know, he refused to go in the game, and now he's suspended. He won't play versus, who do they play this week? He won't play versus the Giants, the 2-10 Giants. He's suspended for a game. Is Harbaugh losing the locker room, or is just Deontay Johnson just in a mood because Nelson Agholor and Tylan Wallace got snaps over him, and they asked him to go in. He said, nah, keep him in. Now he's suspended. You know, I wanted him to go to the Chiefs, but Hell, he probably would have still got a lot of run with the Chiefs. It's probably on a more of a Harbaugh thing and the Ravens than it is Deontay Johnson still. You know, he's only had, I think, 5 targets from Lamar since he's been there. So, yeah, it's not the best combination. But the Eagles with a good win, now they're 10-2. Just got to hope the Lions can eventually drop a game, but they got the Bills going forward. I think the Eagles still got the Steelers to play. Yeah, they do. They got the Steelers. They got the Commanders to play, so that'll be 2 interesting games. But, yeah. Next up, Joshua Allen and the Bills bumfuck the Niners on Sunday Night Football, 35-10. Christian McCaffrey, I thought he looked very impressive at first, and then he ended up injuring himself, and he's out for the season practically. So hopefully Christian McCaffrey can get back. If not, salute, brother. Great season. Josh Allen ended up having, I guess, an MVP-type performance. I wouldn't call it MVP. I thought it was a good performance. Not the spectacular. On paper, he had a passing TD, he had a rushing TD, and I guess he had a receiving TD. Congrats. Congrats, buddy. Overall, though, I guess he'll win MVP. He won. I think he legit won Conference Player of the Month. Oh, no. He has yet to win Conference Player of the Month. So it's kind of like, how do you win MVP if you're not even a Conference Player of the Month? But who knows? All right. He'll probably win. And James Cook had a 220 yards in total. In the snow game, Buffalo looked impressive. San Francisco, West Coast team, wasn't in for it, man. It's just been a horrific season off and on the field, man. Some players losing family, which... that's just non-football related, man. But it just sucks because, you know, it's just multiple guys on the team going through personal things off of the field. And that sucks to see. Nobody, no matter what team on the league, no matter who's in, you know, in the league or not, regardless, the stuff that this team's been through, I hope it makes them stronger. And I hope to see them bounce back next year for sure. On Monday Night Football, you had a great game versus the Broncos and Browns. Jameis Winston gave you that full Jameis Winston experience. He threw the ball 58 times. 497 yards, 4 TDs to 3 interceptions. He threw, I think, 2 pick sixes. Jerry Jeudy in his revenge game had 9 catches, 235-1. Elijah Moore had 8 catches, 112 yards. Nick Chubb had a TD on the day. Sorry, somebody called me. But like I was saying, though, Bo Nix had a thought. He had a great pass for a TD. Marvin Mims looked good. Yeah, Bo Nix kind of also gave you that Bo Nix experience. He had a great pass. I probably should have got intercepted, but still, he threw 2 interceptions. Overall, if Jameis cleaned up the interceptions, this game probably would have went the Browns' way. But, hey, man, shout out Jameis. For sure, he's an entertaining act. And he plays the Chiefs, so I can't wait to see how that game goes. Maybe Trent McDuffie gets his first career interception. But, yeah, solid Monday night game. Solid-ass Monday night game, all right? Can't complain. I thought it was going to be mid, but, hey, they was going band for no reason. Two orange teams. Jerry Jeudy had to get that revenge. Jameis Winston had to give you an all-time performance. Overall, though, solid day, solid week. Thursday night, Lions, Packers, two teams were playing on Thanksgiving. I thought it was a really good game. Jordan Love, I don't know how to feel about the passing performance. I thought that was more of a play calling for not letting him throw the ball a little more. But, hell, I think Detroit with 13 defensive players out ended up blitzing the hell out of him, so he really can't control that. I mean, he got sacked once but got pressured a lot. He had 12 completions, 206 yards in a passing TD. Josh Jacobs had 3 touchdowns in total, 3 rushing, 66 yards in total. Tucker Kraft had a good TD. Christian Watson had 4 catches, 114 yards. Devontae Wicks had 4 catches, 49 yards. Jaden Reed told Monron St. Brown on his podcast, just wait till I get to Detroit. He had 1 target and 0s across the board. Hilarious in hindsight. Jared Goff had 32 completions, 3 passing TDs, and 283 yards. Tim Patrick had a breakout game. Lord, I don't even know how old Tim Patrick is. He is 31, yeah. 31-year-old Tim Patrick had a kind of a breakout game. Never mind, I'm talking down my ass. He had 55 versus Indiana, 48 versus Chicago. But, hey, he got in the end zone twice, so I consider that a breakout. Dave Montgomery, Jahmyr Gibbs, Sonic and, what, Knuckles is what they call him? Yeah, the Monty had 84, Jahmyr had 73. Both had a touchdown, a pop. J-Mo, Waymo had 5 catches, 80 yards. Sam Laporta had 5 catches, 54. Amon-Ra St. Brown. Amon-Ra had, of course, like I said, 53. Sorry, somebody called me, cut out. Yeah, overall, it was a good game. Jared Goff nearly tripped up on a 4th down. If he got touched, fingertip got touched by him, man, he would have been cooked. Now it would have went the Packers' way. But I get Dan Campbell's aggressiveness. You know, you have a defeat defense that's just, you know, full of, you know, guys that were just here a week and a half ago. So I get probably put in the hands of your offense. I'd probably, like I said, I would trust your offense to get 1 yard instead of your defense getting a stop. So I get Dan Campbell's thinking. Yeah, I would like to see it fail, but hey, it don't matter, man. Hey, they got the and Lions are continue to be the first seed, so they got the Bills though. That'd be for sure be an interesting game. But let's go ahead and get into Sunday's games. You know, not the biggest slate of games, not the best, but you know, there's for sure something to talk about. All right, of course, let's get into these early slates. First one to talk about is the Jets at the Dolphins. Breece Hall's out this game with a knee injury. Give me the Dolphins. It'll be a statement game by their offense. Jalen Waddle, Tyreek, Jonnu Smith, Tua, Devon Achane. I think those have their way. Defensively, I think Bradley Chubb is out for them too, but I just don't think. I think this Jets team is depleted, man. You're already out the race. Hell, you know, it's unfortunate for Jets fans. It's funny for me to see because I thought they'd be a playoff team, but here we are. For the Dolphins, it's just continue to stack up wins, man. You look at their schedule going forward. They get the Jets, and they get a beatable Houston team. They get a beatable Niners team, a beatable Browns team. Hell, you beat the Niners, you're 8-7. You can beat the Jets and Browns, and you can put yourself 10-7 for sure. You can be 10-7 and just gotta hope the Broncos drop a few games, and you could be in the playoffs. Will you get bounced around one? Yeah, but you'll be in the playoffs. Hey, so you'll take that. But give me Miami in this game. I think New York doesn't even cover the spread. I don't care if it's a division game. Only way it does happen though is Aaron Rodgers can, you know, get his way and he can stay clean in the pocket and Davante Adams, the air wills to go off. That's the only way, you know, this game win. Excuse me, the Jets win. You got the Falcons, Giants. Man, give me the Vikings. I don't know. Give me the Falcons. I think the Vikings are due to drop another game. When I look at their schedule, I think they can drop this one, beat the Bears, beat the Seahawks, lose to the Packers, and you know, they're at 10 wins. You're probably gonna make the playoffs regardless. I just think this is gonna be a good bounce back game for guys like Bijan, that whole passing game. Hopefully Kirk Cousins can not limit the ball. It's also a revenge game for Kirko. So I just think this will be a clean game. As long as he stays clean, turnover wise, and can do his thing, I think this game will go to the Falcons. So he just got to make sure he doesn't throw interception. He has to just make sure he doesn't do that. But yeah, give me the Falcons in the upset. It's probably my upset of the week. Saints Giants. Oh my gosh, Derek Carr versus Drew Lock. Give me the Giants. No, I'm talking out my ass. I'd love the Giants to win. Drew Lock to look impressive, but I don't think that happens. Like I said, the Saints. Derek Carr. He is a professional at making sure you gig it, you win games you shouldn't, and you make sure, and he'll get you at the top 10 for drafting wise. We'll pick at 11, and I don't know who the hell will be at 11 for New Orleans, but sure as hell ain't gonna be a quarterback to replace Derek Carr. We already know that. So give me the Saints. Eagles, Carolina, give me the Eagles. I think they can cover that spread. Yeah, I think the Eagles just dominate. They're a way better team. Carolina's playing with some confidence. They're playing juiced up. Not to say this game won't be close or anything. I just think, you know, Eagles are just a way better team. If this game is close, it's just because Carolina stops Saquon Barkley. If they can limit Saquon Barkley, this game will be close. But I just don't think that happens. So give me the Eagles. Browns, Steelers. Browns just upset the Steelers a couple weeks ago, but Steelers at home. Give me Russ. They'll regroup. That game was partially the snow, partially Jameis Winston turning into what we know as one of the best players in the league, one of the funniest players in the league. So yeah. Give me Steelers to handle business at home. Bucks, Raiders, give me the Bucks. Raiders on the road, Aiden O'Connell. I just don't think they compete. I think Mike Evans gets his game off. Hell, Jacoby Myers, Alexander Mattison, both questionable. Bucky Irvin is questionable for Tampa Bay, but still, I just like this Tampa Bay team at home versus Raiders. And probably is the shitter of the day. You got the Mac Jones-led Jaguars versus the Will Levis-led Titans. Give me the Titans, I guess. Will Levis is gonna string a win. I just think they are the better team. If this Jags team does win, I think it's because Brian Thomas Jr. goes off. Even though I don't know if he's playing. Yeah, he's healthy. So he will play. Drew Aller. I'm sorry. He just tripped up. But still. Give me the Titans. I think just they're better team. They'll be better motivated. They're at home. Just give me the home team. For the late afternoon slate, you got Seahawks, Cardinals. Give me the Cardinals at home. I think they split the series. Kenneth Walker's out with the injury. Cardinals healthy, they'll be at home. Like I said, I'm gonna favor a lot of these home teams this week. I just think I like this Kyler led team in a bounce back win in a big way. You know, division's very close. I think the Cardinals winning games like this will make it close. You know, that make sure you split series. So yeah, give me the Cardinals to win this one. Bills, Rams. As much as I want the Rams to win, I just think the Bills will handle business on the road in a dome. But this game will be close. Don't see it being a blowout. I think this will be a ban for ban kind of game. What can Josh Allen do? What can Matthew Stafford do? What can the playmakers do? I'm thinking Keon Coleman's playing. What can Amari Cooper, Khalil Shakir do? What can Puka and Cooper Kupp do? I know the difference between those four is insane, but still, I think this will be a good little offensive showdown between, you know, two, I think, of the better offenses in the league, or at least better, you know, on paper offenses, you know, for sure. But yeah, give me the Bills. I just think they're gonna win. Until I think they win every game excluding the Lions. I just think that's the way it shakes up. Lastly, San Francisco at home versus the Bears. Jordan Mason out. The whole running game really. Debo's fat. Give me the Bears. I think the Bears got to win something. Ah, DeAndre Swift, DJ Moore, both questionable. If they play, give me the Bears. If they don't, give me the Niners. Just one of those injury things. So right now, give me the Bears. If DJ Moore, DeAndre Swift play, if they don't, give me the Niners. Brock Purdy, Caleb Williams. Just one of those mid-afternoon games. Both fan bases are depleted. You know, they're losing hope. They're upset. Don't blame them at all, man. It's just been upside down seasons for both of them. So overall, give me the Bears. I'll go with the Bears. Lastly, though, my Chiefs, I will be at this game in attendance. Amari won it all in the year when we beat the Saints. Let's see if it can continue again versus the Chargers. But yeah, Chiefs hosting the Chargers, Sunday Night Football. Harrison Butker out already. Isaiah Pacheco, Charles Minshew got their legs under them now. They'll go back at it again. I'm excited to see this offense. If DJ Humphries can do his thing, man, that is a huge boost. I think it will help this offense continue to succeed because I think that was the problem. Oh, Nick Singleton. I think that was the problem. Last game was Wanya Morris was so horrible. It's not sustainable. But DJ Humphries can do his job. Man, this offense can be electric. I thought Patrick Mahomes has been looking stellar. He can do his thing, man. And I really believe he can do his thing. Travis Kelce's been he always can go off versus the Chargers. I don't care. I think Patty's just gonna lock in. As long as DJ Humphries can protect that blind side, I think we're gonna be okay. DeAndre Hopkins, Xavier Worthy, the Kareem Hunt, I was able to check up. I expect a great offensive performance. I expect 30 plus in this game. I expect 30 plus. Now, on the other hand, can our secondary give up 30 plus? For sure. On the other side, Justin Herbert. J.K. Dobbins is out with the injury. Ladd McConkey right now is questionable with the knee injury. Don't know if he plays. I think he will. But for sure, J.K. is out. And it'll be, I guess, Gus the Bus, Will Dissly, Quentin Johnson, Joshua Palmer. excuse me, maybe Ladd and Justin Herbert. Herbro has been great at protecting the ball, only one interception in a year. So you're gonna have to get sack him basically. Get some pressure. He's not gonna get throw that ball up. You're just gonna have to get pressure on him. Charles Omeniu, Chris Jones, George Karlaftis, Mike Dana, Tre'Shaun Warden, hell, blitzes. Guys gotta do their thing, but it's all on how the back end plays. Justin Reed, Shamari Connors, Na'Zi Johnson, Trent McDuffie, whoever the hell else you can name, Brian Cook, Jaden Hicks, Nick Bolton in the middle versus Will Dissly. Guys got to hold up, man. The D-line's got to get there, but at the same time, these guys got to hold up, all right? So right now, with the buys, every game the Chiefs play, I will pick the Chiefs. I think, like I said, if DJ Humphries can do his thing, I think this can be a great offensive performance from the Chiefs. And I think we'll get some old flashbacks. Not the Legion of Zoom, but we'll get some really good flashbacks from this team. But yeah, give me the Chiefs at home. And since I, of course, am not having a Monday episode, I'll give off my Monday Night Football, which will be the Bengals and Cowboys. Give me the Bengals. No way Cooper Rush wins the game. I will be watching the Disney Plus version where it's, what is it? Is it Simpsons? I don't know which one it is. It is a cartoon, so I'll watch that version. It's gonna be hilarious, but yeah. Give me the Bengals. Give me Ja'Marr Chase. Give me Joe Burrow. But that's it for NFL right now, and that's it for the Born Ball podcast as of now. Right now it's just a break. Nothing's confirmed. Like I said, I usually put my Twitter in the bio, you know, description of every episode. That's where I'm mainly at. That's where I mainly talk sports. It's mainly where I just tweet out bullshit, you know. Don't listen to anything I say, man. You know, that's where I go out to get stuff I can't get on other social medias, because you just can't post on your story 24/7 on Snap and Instagram. You look insane. And you can't text your friends constantly. Sometimes they don't get it. All right, but that's where I'll be at, man. Of course, it'll be in the bio of this episode, so that's where I'll be at. All right, there are no guarantees, man, if I come back. But hey, maybe I come back with a better setup, maybe with some more creative juices flowing. But all I can say is if Aaron Rodgers can go to a middle of nowhere freaking goddamn cabin, if he can go to the middle of nowhere in a cabin to smoke crack and come back and play an NFL quarterback, I sure as hell can disappear, come back, and give a better podcast to you guys, man. So if I do come back, expect it around to be NFL playoffs time. NBA will be way more defined. We'll have way more clear MLB free agency news and off-season stuff and NFL playoffs. So I might just do an episode here and there, talk all three major sports, and, you know, I just might do that. I think that's the goal. Maybe that's the goal. But right now, it is goodbye. It's more of a good night than a goodbye. We're just going to take a long-ass nap, and I'll be back. But if you ever listen to these episodes, you listen to this one. If you ever listen to the first one, regardless if nobody's even listening to this, I'm just thankful that I've been able to do this. Shout out Miss Rainey. I'm just blessed to be in a situation I can just talk sports for no reason. So, yeah, I'm getting a grade off this regardless. So, I'm blessed. If you ever listen to a single episode, segment, regardless, I'm thankful for you. Any feedback, any questions you give, I'm always grateful for that stuff, man. So, once again, all love. I want to thank you guys so much if you ever listen. If you're listening right now, it's not goodbye right now. It's just goodnight. I don't know if that's a catchphrase or I just spit out some bullshit. But regardless, if you made it this far, thank you so much. This has been Kenny G with the Born Ball Podcast, and I'm signing out right now.